So what we're going to do today is we're just going to try to see if we gave a basic approach yesterday, and we're going to try to see what problems. There's still a lot of problems pending. The question is, we're going to try to resolve as many of them as we could. Okay? So we're going to start in Menachos. Okay, our Masechta. So Menachos, the first problem is, it's in the middle, a major problem is what's the deal with the Behedja? Ksiv Behedja. Because Rashi's saying that when it only applies by the Lav Lo Sasar. It's only by the Lav Lo Sasar that the Dechiyah could take place. Right, and we explained, I think we explained that, I like that idea, that we explained that why does it say Docha Lo Sasar B'Torah if it's not really Docha Lo Sasar B'Torah? It's only Docha is one under abundance, basically. Or even if you say it's only one, it's still difficult. I mean, but he's saying, no, because really it should be docha. In terms of the rules of the chiyah itself, it really should be a docha of any, of even a los asai, even a minotaur. But the only thing is it can't when it's gonna contradict the innate sevein to another neged Hashem, it can't. That's like a ma'akev of the chiyah. Because not because in terms of the rules of Dechiyah it can't, but because Dechiyah has an implied significance of that which is being docha. That which is being docha over that which is being nitcha. So if something which is associated with kavod abrios is being docha, something which reflects kavod shemayim, that's like makom sheyesh chil Hashem, ain chol kavod orav. It just can't be. So therefore, the dechiyah cannot take place of los asai, even though in theory it should. So, but where can it express itself? It can express itself by a derabanan, because by a derabanan, and we'll get to this a little later, but by a derabanan, it doesn't reflect kavod shemayim directly. But it reflects cover of the Chachamim. That's the nature of Lo Sasar, is that the Torah said these people have authority, the Rabbanan have authority, and now when you violate the Isser, let's say of Muktzah or something, you're not going against the Torah directly. It's like a lack in the cover of the Chachamim, because it's pushing aside that which the Chachamim set into place. So that's not going to be that contradiction. That's not going to be that contradiction. But so in saying that, the Rashi, when he explained the difference of Lo Sasar, why it's Lo Sasar, why is Lo Sasar different, he says it's like rocks, moving rocks, which is Midrabanan, Tiltal, Mukta. That's allowed, but Lo Seis Masa, to carry something, Chsiv Behedja, Lo Dachi Kavod Brios. Carrying something which is written openly is not Dachi Kavod Brios. So the question is, written openly? It's not written openly, it has to do with its Dorais versus Midrabanan. Right, so what does he say? And it's not written openly. It's just not true. I mean, it doesn't say openly in Torah, don't carry a masa. It just doesn't say it. So it just doesn't. How does that make any sense? I mean, it doesn't. What is it? Right. And if you say that, that's just the code word for deoraisa, then so say deoraisa. What's his point? I think here's the thing. The first thing is, why doesn't he just say deoraisa derabanan? Right? Why doesn't he just say Dorais Darabanan? I mean, that would seem to be what the right thing to say is. Dorais versus Darabanan. So, I mean, there's two things. One thing is, why didn't he say that? But the real thing we want to answer, what does he mean when he says Ksiv Behedja? But just to speculate why he didn't say Dorais Darabanan, is because it could mean... See, because if he said Dorais Darabanan, you may think the reason why is because Kavod HaBrios is strong enough to be Docha Darabanan, but not strong enough to be Docha Deoraisa. That's the way you would interpret it. That's simple Pshat in the Gemara. Right, that's the way you interpret the Gemara. It means a deoraisa, it can't be docha. It's a deoraisa, how could it be docha deoraisa? But a derabanan, that it could be docha. And that's what would be implied if he said deoraisa derabanan. Right? But we're saying that's not true. It's strong enough to be docha alosa, say shabatara. A deoraisa, or a derabanan, or anything. It's strong enough to be docha anything. The only problem is that if it would be docha deoraisa, that would be implied kavod abrios over kavod shemayim. So, it's not because a deoraisa is strong, but it's because a deoraisa has a certain quality which derabanans don't have, which is a quality which relates them directly to God, as opposed to a derabanan, which is not directly related to God. It's not, so to speak, directly God's will that you don't carry mukta. They don't move mukta on Shabbos. It's God's will to the rabanan, which in turn is... which in turn says that you can't carry mukta, you can't move mukta. So it's not like an explicit or an openly that's God's will. There's no, it's not directly related to kvod shemayim the carrying mukta, but carrying a masa hotzah, for instance, is because God said losasa kamalacha, which the rabbanon interpret. But I mean, that's what God meant. Losasa kamalacha means don't do 39 malachos. So therefore, the quality of any deoraisa has the quality that by you going against it, that's an open, so to speak, rebellion or a knock in Kvod Shemayim. Okay? But knocking a derabbanan has, it's not explicit in the Torah. It means it's not, as a substance, it's not included in the scope of the Torah. It just comes under a different framework. So that, in that framework, the Kvod Shemayim, the lack in Kvod Shemayim is broken. So when he's saying, my point is, when he's saying Ksiv Behedya, what he's trying to show you is, it's true it's Deoraisa versus Derabbanan, but he's trying to show you is not because it's Deoraisa or Derabbanan per se, but it's because there's a quality which exists in an intrinsic Deoraisa as opposed to in something which is only Deoraisa through Lo Sasser. That quality of Kvod Shemayim is manifest in that kind of in a Deoraisa, which is explicit in the Torah. But he doesn't mean it's explicitly written in the Torah Shevachsav. He means it's explicitly Asar under the system of Torah of the Torah. It's a Deoraisa. It's explicit in the corpus of the Deoraisa. Muktzah isn't explicit in the corpus of the Deoraisa. Lo Sasser isn't explicit in the corpus of the Deoraisa. Lo Sasser Muktzah just comes under it in an indirect kind of a way. So that's not going to be lacking Kvod Shemayim. Okay, but if he would have said deraisa derabbanan, you'd think it means it's because it's like it's not strong enough to be docha deraisa, but it is strong enough to be docha derabbanan. It's not true. It's not because it's not strong enough. It's just as strong. It's because the unique quality that deraisa, that most deraisas have, which Lo Sasser doesn't have, which Muktzah doesn't have. So Gary asks, is that by something which like Muktzah? Because Muktzah is a pure creation of the Rabbanan. But what about by a Rabbanan which isn't like that, but it's where the Rabbanan, like Carmelis, carrying Carmelis, isn't this the Rise of Otzah? But the Rabbanan extended that Isser to Carmelis. So carrying in Carmelis, it's true, it's derabanan, but it's built in. It's an extension of the category of otsa, which is deraisa. So does that lack in the Kvod Shemayim? If I violate the, because it's a violation of otsa based upon the way the Chum defined otsa, it's a violation of otsa. It's true, it's only because of the derabanan, but the derabanan based on Lo Sasser extending otsa. It's not like muktzah. Muktzah is really its very nature. The whole existence of the institution is derabanan. Here, its existence is. It's a derabanan extension of a deraisa, so maybe you'll tell me that to be docha that also will be a lack in Kvod Shemayim. So I'll tell you that's what his avmeinu was, but that's his answering back. That's not show. And maybe you could say the first girsa. I don't know what the first lashon held or not. But it was, and that's why Carmelis lends itself to a question. It's not so simple because Carmelis is an extension of a deraisa. You know, and that's why he picks Muktzah specifically, though, because Muktzah is no source at all in the deraisa. Muktzah is purely a derabanan, so that's not going to be like Kvod Shemayim. It's going to do it from mine, per se. Here, Moshe asks, he says, yeah, but Carmelis is still Derabbanan. Bottom line is, it's purely Derabbanan. It's not like Derabbanan are explaining that's what the Torah meant. That's not what the Torah meant. They're going to tell you clearly the Torah did not mean that. And if they said that's what the Torah meant, it would be Baal Tosef. Right? So it's Torah didn't mean that. So he's saying, so what do you mean? It partakes of Derabbanan. It doesn't partake of Derabbanan. It's purely Derabbanan. So it's a good question, but it could. I mean, I think you can still push the answer. I'm not sure, but I think maybe another thing. I mean, look at this Rashi. It's an interesting Rashi. See, Carmelis. What does Rashi say? Carmelis. Mutar l'talto b'socha min haTorah. Right. Yeah. What's he mean there? What's he mean there? Mutar l'talto b'socha min haTorah. What? I mean, what's he adding on the Gemara? I mean, why did Rashi have to say anything? The Gemara says, "Achanami Carmelis derabanan." So Carmelis is derabanan. So what does Rashi say? Mutar l'talto b'socha min haTorah. So yeah, that's what the Gemara means. Of course, that's what it means. Well, you don't have to say that. Isn't that what it means? So he says, if Rashi didn't say Mutal Talto Sochem in HaTorah, right? What would I have thought? It says Carmelis Darabanan. What else would I? How else would I interpret that? Well, right? Isn't that, it's just Pshat? What else would I have thought if not for Rashi coming along? Yeah, exactly. That the idea of Carmelis Darabanan, that the Darabanan came along, that in HaTorah there's a Rishos called Rishos Yach and a Rishos called Rishos Rabim. And the Rabbanan came along and created a new Rishas called Carmelis. But that's not true. It's not true. And I think this is the case. It's famous Torah on this. But I think Carmelis is a Rishus min HaTorah. I think maybe Rav Chaim or something. The Rav.
The Rav has. He says.
Oh, Arishuyos. Yes, I think that if you want to use on Shabbos, I think it's clear. But it's not pshat that the Rabbanan created Carmelis. They can't create Carmelis. Carmelis is a Rishus. The world is broken up into Rishuyos. And one of them, the Rishus HaRabim, is a public Rishos is a private Rishos. Now, what about a middle ground? I mean, you can't say the Torah doesn't recognize the phenomenon of Carmelis. It's a phenomenon min haTorah. It's a Rishos min haTorah. The Torah recognizes it, but it's not Rishos Echer. It's not Rishos Rabim. And the Torah said there's no Isser Hotzah on this Rishos min haTorah. Okay, because it partakes of both. It's like a middle ground. But the institution of Carmelis is a institution min haTorah, which is a Rishos, which partakes of both. Or neither, you know. So therefore, it's not. There's no sarotza on it. But then, when the Rabbanan came along, so and extended the iser hotza to this rishus which existed in the Torah. Right? So when you say like, so that's what your question. You're saying, but it really is like mukta because of this, you know, it's true. Like the iser is like mukta. That the iser is only midrabbanan. But the institution of Hotzah is min haTorah, and the, so to speak, the Chafetz Shel Rishus upon which it's Chal is in a Rishus min haTorah, but the Rabbanon are like extending the Deoraisa to another Rishus, you know, to another Rishus min the Rabbanon. So you could say, you could argue, again, I mean, the Maskana is like you're saying, but I'm saying, you could see that it lends itself to question. You could argue that in that kind of a deoraisa, in that kind of a derabanan, where it's intimately related with the deoraisa structures, if I would violate that, if you'd be docha that would be a lacking kvod shemayim. That would be directly a lacking kvod shemayim, and you wouldn't be able to say it's only through the vehicle because the derabanan are extending the deoraisas. They're like rounding out the deoraisas. So that type of, because of its close relationship to the deoraisas, you could argue that it's that would also be a lacking in question, and that couldn't take place. But Kamash Malan is since the Issa, that's what he says, since Mutter Letaltal Besocha Min HaTorah, that's what Rashi is saying, since the Isser Shabbat is only an Isser Midrabanan, so therefore when you're being Docha it, that's all we care about. I mean, it's more of a stabber that way, but I'm just saying, I'm not sure exactly how you'd formulate the other Havmina, but I think that's what Rashi's is trying to address. Apparently, see, in Kodesh Shemayim, I don't know if the lines are so exact. You know, I mean, it could be, what is the Kodesh Shemayim, it's a question of what's the, you know, how does it, what's implied. So it could be if it's closely associated with the Deoraisa, even though it needed the Rabbanan to come along, but now that would be tied in with Kodesh Shemayim. The difference is like this, is that if I violate the Isser of Hotzah, if I carry an Carmelis, you'd say I'm over Hotzah, Midrabanan. Okay? But Hotzah is an Isser min haTorah, but I'm over the Rabbanan form of Hotzah. If I'm over Muktzah, I'm over Muktzah, which is which the nature of the category has nothing to do with it, Deoraisa. It's a Rabbanan category, you know? But since if I violate Hotzah in Carmelis, it's an Isser Hotzah, as defined and extended by the Rabbanan, so it's related back to the I'm over Hotzah. I'm also over Malacha. It's an Isser Malacha. It's Shum Rabbanan, but it's the Rabbanan's definition of what the Deraisa is. So that's not because they're saying Misinai that's what it was, but that's the way they're saying Halachli, this is what Hotzah is. And I have to listen to them, and Lois also tells me that what they're saying it goes. So it could be that since I'm violating Nisar Hotzah, which is created in the Isser is created in haTorah, and that's what we're being docha, even though it's the Darabana form of it, but that would lack in Kvod Shemayim, because it's the institution, which is the institution is still an institution in haTorah, which you're pushing aside. Right? So it could be, what's Rashi? Well, it seems you could say it even without Rashi's point, you know? But you could argue that even if it were an extension of Hotzah, which is the Deoraisa, but if they extended it in a manner where they're creating like a Rishus Midrabanan, then even though it's an extension of the Deoraisa, still its identity is intimately tied with the Rabbanan, because the whole existence of the whole phenomenon is only Midrabanan. But since the Rishus is min haTorah and the Isser Hotzah is min haTorah, they're just, so to speak, matching, extending it, matching it up, so it's more related with the Deoraisa. And my point is, in this type of area, you could have argued that the lines aren't like qualitative lines, but it's a question of when does it appear like it's a lacking Kvod Shemayim, and when does it appear to lack in this, you know, so appearance could be an element here. You know, the maskana, I don't know if it ends up in other cases. In this case, it doesn't. It just goes by bottom line, it's the Rabbana. But you could argue. You could argue. And that's why Kubiya is saying, I don't know if the first Lashon held, but the first Lashon apparently held that it was Deoraisa. So you, the simple way that you could learn, no, according to that, it was happened in Rishas HaRabim. But if you want to say that, what do you mean? Well, where did the case happen? They have an Rishas HaRabim in Carmelis. Maybe you'll say the first Lashon really held it in Carmelis also. Same thing. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to know, but. Okay, so Tashma. So we're going to skip down in Brachas. We're going to Brachas. Now, Brachas, you test on Beis. Tashma, last word in the line about halfway down the page. Okay, where they laughed at him, that thing. So it says, Tashma, they're trying to disprove the fact that this philosophical thing of Ein Yetzer Tzuna Eleg Hashem is going to be Ma'akiv the Dechiyah. Because again, we said you could argue on that. You could say, it's a nice philosophy, but Halachli Dechiyah is Dechiyah. And we don't care about that. So Tashma. Says a good look at Rish Tachol Shabbat Torah. Amai Leimayin Chachmin Tuna Yitzon Neged Hashem. So why don't you say how could be Dochel Losa say? But that's lacking Kavod Shemayim. How could everybody else be Dochel Kavod Shemayim? So it says Targum Rav Shabbat Shvat Kamei of Kana Belav Losa. It's talking about Losa. Talking about Losa. So it's not being Dochel Real Derais. It's being Dochel Losa. So Achiko Alel. Well, Losa Derais. They laughed at him because they said, "What do you mean, Losa? Losa just as much Derais as anything else." Right? So, what did they think he meant? So Rashi explains what they thought he meant. Right? Rashi says, so, in hu savor, achikola, in hu savor, de afilu amru lo davar Torah, vuhu omri b'fnei akavod, yavar alav. So if they tell you that they listen to the Dvar Torah, and that's against the kavod, it comes in as to face off against kavod, so I'd say that he meant, that's what it's docha. But that's also deraisa. Okay, so what's the case? The case would be, like, let's say you want to eat, I don't know. You're not sure whether something is treif or not. You know, or if it's a nevela or I don't know. And you want to eat it, and the rabbanon come to you and tell you it's treif. It's a nevela. It's a treif, let's say. Let's say the paschal. This is a treif. Right? And now, I want to. Somehow it's going to be related to Kavod HaBrios if I don't eat it. Okay? So it's up against Kavod HaBrios. So then I'd say that that's what it's saying could be Docha. That it could be Docha. That's what he thought he meant. So they laughed and they said, yeah, but that's a Deraisa. That's, of course, that's a Deraisa. But the question is, could we give any Havamina to what they, you know, what they asserted to him? I mean, it must be they didn't hold it. It was crazy. I mean, they laughed at him, but they didn't. You know, they knew he wasn't just an idiot. I mean, obviously, I must have thought something. I mean, they can't just, you know. So could we explain at least a little bit what, you know, what they thought he meant, what they thought he was saying? I mean, most says, how could it be even any better? Then by eating that trefa, you're going to be over losasa, and you're going to be over deoraisa. So it can't be any better. You're over two deoraisas. So how could he think that that's going to be that? It could be docha. It can't be docha trefa, but it could be docha losasa and trefa. That sounds impossible, right? Let's say, what's the case? What's the case of Lo Sasar? So apparently it's saying, like the pasuk, Ki polim chadavar la mishva, be dam adam, be nil adun, be nega la nega, dive ribas be sharecha, be kam to belis la makom shiv chashon la kacha, bo. Right? Vosel la kwanim halvim ve la shofi ra shiya vay mahim, ve darash vikidu lcha yis devar mishva, ve asis al piya darash yigidu lcha ya, ve na makom ahuay shiv chashem, ve shemata la sot kala shirucha. Al piya torah shirucha, ve la mishva shiyam lcha ta'ase, ve la sorma darash yigidu lcha ya min ismal. And so on, till the end of the parsha. So, but the case is apparently it's a case where you don't know about the thing. You don't know if it's treif or if it's kosher, right? So, how do you know that it's treif or it's kosher? See, if you're eating a pig, right? You're eating a pig, so then it's obvious, right? That's not the case. You don't come to the rabbana and ask them if a pig is kosher or treif. That's not the case. The case is talking about something which isn't clear. So it's not clear whether it's treif or if it's kosher. So, how do you know that it's treif or if it's kosher? It's because the rabbana. Right, so it's true they're telling you it's an issur deoraisa, but in so to speak, when I am eating it explicitly, you could say I'm going against the rabbanan who tell me that this is asur min haTorah. So it's true technically that's an issur deoraisa, it's not an issur derabbanan. You know what I mean? But in action or in specific, you could argue that I'm really undermining the authority of the rabbanan. Because I don't have to be, I could accept the Torah. I just don't accept that this is what the Torah holds. You know what I mean? So you could argue that in action, that's not an action which is a lack of Kavod Shemayim, but it's an action which is a lack of Kavod Chachamim. is I'm just denying what they're telling me is truly Torah. So therefore, maybe you'll argue that to say that Kavod HaBris is going to be Docha that, it's not really being Docha Kavod HaKavod Shemayim. It's that's being Docha Kavod HaChama. So maybe you'll say that's the same thing. But they say that doesn't work out because that's the Oraisa. I mean, apparently they hold that that's a nice try, but that's apparently halachically, that's every day. I mean, the rest of the whole Torah is like that. I mean, the Rabbanon are the ones who tell you what the Torah is. I mean, that's the way you only know what the Torah is. Torah is through the Balei Masorah who tell you, interpret what the Torah means. You can't have anything in the Torah without the Rabbanon telling you what the Torah meant. So that, you can't say that's not a lack in Kavod Shemayim if I violate a Nesed Deraisa. I mean, it's Nesed Deraisa. Halachically, it's Nesed Deraisa. I say because I only know that. Yeah, but you can't just say I don't accept what the Rabbanon tell me.
Is it?
Yeah, exactly. The Rabbanon are in a function of the Torah itself. They're just they're the ones tell you what the Torah is. So that's the Oraisa. So if you can't say I'm just violating the Chama, no, I keep the Torah, but I'm just violating the Rabbanon. No, it's the Oraisa. That's what they love. They said that's it's true. You could think of such a thing like you could make up such a thing, but halachically it can't be. I mean, that's Nesed Deraisa. So therefore, he said, no, that's not what I meant. I mean, they interpret to him, but, you know, what they asserted to him isn't just something crazy. I mean, it's in the understanding of the sugya, you could, in this framework, you could imagine such a thing. But then he said back, he said, no. He says, I meant, call me the Rabbanon. He says, God, Rabbanon, so don't laugh at him. I can't, not so fast. Don't dismiss him so quickly. Call me the Rabbanon, smichinhu, Rabbanon, shun kvodo, shor Rabbanon. So Rashi says, "Come to the Malchut Kamalahu. Dabar Shu mit Devar Sofrim Nitchem Nekavod Rabbis." No, I didn't mean a Deoraisa as Nitchem Nekavod Rabbis. I meant a Devar Sofrim. Let's say Mukta. V'Kari Leilos Losa. I saw why it's called Losa. Say Mishim Dechsev Losasar because it says Losasar, right? I the Kakasha Lachu Deoraisa. So Tosas. So Rashi is not so satisfied. Yeah, but it's still Deoraisa, right? I mean, it is a Deoraisa. What does he mean? It's Deoraisa. Why is it Deraisa? How's Muksa Deraisa? Because of Sasar. Yeah, because I am Mitsuva Min HaTorah not to carry Muksa. Indirectly, but I still am Min HaTorah. I am Chayev. I am not allowed to be Yassar from the Derech Chachamim. And the Chachamim tell me that I can't carry Muksa. So it turns out, in fact, that should be that's a lack in Kavod Shemayim. Because why is that not a lack in Kavod Shemayim? Because that's a Deraisa. Since the Rabbanu give that Torah gives them authority and they're telling me that I can't do mukta, so why isn't that a lacking for Shemayim?
That's still different than.
It is different than a pure deoraisa because it's not ksiv behedya, so to speak, you know. But it's what he's saying. Rashi's saying, yeah, but if you push the point, I mean, it still is a lacking for Shemayim because the Shemayim said that you have to accept these people's authorities 100%, and you're doing an action which is denying their authority. So that's losasa. So why isn't that lacking Kavod Shemayim? Right? So why didn't you say that by being Docha, the Darabanan, you're being Docha, the Chachamim, as the authority, and therefore that's a lacking Kavod Shemayim, that it's always lacking Kavod Shemayim. Right? So why didn't you say that? So Rashi says, no. He says, Rabbanan achlu ali akrayu, lavar al devrayam, hechadika kavod abriyas. So the Rabbanan are mochal on their kavod to be over on their words when there's kavod abriyas. Again, he gives examples. Right, so he's saying that since the Torah is putting them as the authority, but once you make them the authority, then it lends itself to the mechila, to them being mochel on their kavod. And since they're mochel on their kavod, so now you can't say that when it's being docha the derabbanan, that's a lack, that's being docha kvod shemayim, because the nature of the Torah gave them the authority, and they meaning the. Being the authority means you have a right to decide when you want things to, you know, when you want people to be able to do it and when you want them not to. So the Rabbanan are saying that we're not going to take this as a knock in our kavod. So therefore, when I violate, when I'm a dochet, it's not being dochet kvod shemayim. Because the kvod shemayim is that the chacham have the kavod. But the chacham's kavod, kavod means you're allowed to be mochal. Right? Like if a person, if a father is mochal as kavod, it doesn't mean... Then it's not a lacking. Can't keep it on my end because that's what kavod is. Kavod is that he has a right to kavod, but he's allowed to be mochel as kavod. So therefore, since this deoraisa set up another vehicle of kavod, namely the chachamim, and they could be mochel that kavod. Therefore, and they allow it. Therefore, when kavod is docheh, it's not going to be a lack of kavod shemayim. But apparently, if they would never do such a thing, if they were never mochel on their kavod, so then basically, and they would be saying that we want our stuff to be kayim even in the face of kavod abrios, right? And then you'd have the instance of kavod abrios halachically be dochet. So then it would be implying that kavod abrios is more important than lo sasar, which is a deroi, which is a deraisa. That would be more important than, again, that would reflect kavod shemayim directly. The only reason it gets out of kavod shemayim isn't because there's an intermediary. It's because once you introduce the intermediary, that gives it another will, which could be mochel, and then it's not that kavod abrios is being mochel on kavod shemayim, it's being mochel on kavod lechacham. We said before that meis mitzvah, that's how we answered the meis mitzvah question. We said meis mitzvah is, I want to say it's a mitzvah. We said, no, the nature of the mitzvah is kavod abrios. Therefore, that doesn't reflect kavod shemayim directly, right? That's the difference in iser and mammon, is that an iser, this is an iser per se, reflects kavod shemayim directly. But kavod abrios doesn't. See, but it could be it's different, because, see, in los sasor, see, it's not that pshat that the chacham have kavod. Why do the chacham have kavod? There's no, it's not, the halach of los sasor isn't just kavod chacham, kavod tamid chachamim. I mean, that's a different mitzvah. Mitzvah be mechaber tam chacham. But it's accept their authority as the people who are the Balei Masorah and the ones who tell us what's us and what's mutter. So it's not, you can't just look at it as something which is like covered to the, like a covered a mace is covered to the mace, it's covered to the person. This isn't covered to them as a people, it's that they are the vehicles through which the Torah is determined. So it is more directly related to, if in fact they said we always want our word to be Kayim, so then that would be lacking for Shemayim, because you're undermining their authority as the Balei Masorah, which is directly related to Torah. It's not like, like Kavod Abrios is different from that. Point, Tzachin, I mean, at that point, it's a slippery point. I mean, why it is, you have to, because you could have argued that once it's through the Chachamim, then it's indirect. It doesn't really relate to Kavod Shemayim anymore because it's the Chacham who are intermediary. But it seems like from this Gemara, at least from Rashi, is that it's funny. The Gemara doesn't say it, but Rashi apparently holds that if not for the fact that they were mochel, it wouldn't work. The fact that if they were mochel, then it would still be like Kavod Shemayim. That sounds like that's what Rashi's saying. Let's see. So now let's do Tashma, the last Tashma. So it says v'lachoso ma'tamed lomer. So this is talking about this by Nazir, okay? It's by Nazir. By Nazir it says that he can't be matame for la'aviv lima lachu v'lachoso lo yitame. So the question is, why does he have to give this whole list of people he can't be matame for? I mean, he can't be matame. That's it. So it says it's exclude. It says he can't be matame for his relatives, but he could be matame for a meis mitzvah. Right, it could be time for a meis mitzvah, but there's an extra one. There's la'aviv lima. It ends up at the end of the day, there's one extra. Okay? There's one extra. So it says, what's this last one telling you? It can't apply to Nazir in any way whatsoever. We can't fit it into Nazir. So what does it mean? So it says, Harish ha'yeholich l'shchodas pitzvah l'malas b'no. So if a guy's on his way to do shchitas ha'pesach or milas b'no, v'shama sh'meis lo meis, yachol yachso yitame, amret lo yitame. So it says, I might say that you could be metame to bury your dead relative, and thereby, even though you're going to thereby knock out korban pesach or knock out mila. So it says, no, you can't do that. So yochel k'shen shem tamei l'am k'achen tamei l'meis mitzvah tamei l'am alachosa alachosa hudeim tamei tamei l'meis mitzvah. So it's saying so that's for your relative, but for a meis mitzvah you could do a meis mitzvah which is kavod abrios, even though by your doing meis mitzvah it's going to turn out that you're not going to end up being able to do korban pesach. You're not going to be able to do mila. Korban pesach is going to be tamei, and mila seemingly because you're just not going to have time. I don't know. I'm not sure why, but that's just what it's talking about. Okay, so it says, so why not say, am I le mechach into an egad Hashem? So now you're telling me the meis mitzvah is being docha, korban pesach or mila. So why isn't that a problem with this, you're saying kavod abrios is over kavod shemayim? Right? So it says, shiny hos, nuchsiv, lachosa. No, see, that's because it says, lachosa. So since it's lachosa, so it's saying, means that the iser of, well, that's going to be the question. But there's a limud, because there's a limud. So therefore, it's built into the Torah. It's not that we're being docha, but it's built into the Torah that such a thing is allowed. It's being built into the Torah that such a thing, so therefore it's not lacking kavod shemayim. Okay? So it says, v'ligmar mina. Right? V'ligmar mina. So why don't you learn out from that. Sheva al tansa shiny. No, you can't learn from sheva al tansa. So let's look at Rashi, because it's complicated what exactly you want to learn and what sheva al tansa is referring to. So let's look at it. Let's read this last Rashi here. It says, sheva al tansa shiny. Dvar ra material chom etir laka dov min atov nesiyag when he covered a brios. So there's many times the Chacham allow you to be oker dov min haTorah because of a siyag or because of kavod abrios, where you're not being oker something with an action. El yoshev mkomo dvar Torah nekar me'elav. Well, you're just sitting around, and it turns out that you're not doing the dvar Torah, becomes nekar on its own. Kiyom tkiyah shofar v'lulav v'shabbos v'sad the mitzitzis. So it's saying if you're doing you're refraining from doing a mitzvah because of a chashash. So your friend does a sheva al tansa. You're not doing an esor. You're just sitting around. So that's fine. Av me'akar yadayim la. But to actually openly go against the Torah, that you cannot do. That you cannot do. Okay? Even if it's kavod abrios. Okay? So before we get to the complications, I think that does make sense with their idea. I think it could fit in well with their idea. Because, I mean, I'm not sure there's another way to explain it, but the idea of what's the difference between Sheva al-Tasa, I mean, either way, Vala and Deraisa. Right? That there's a difference, I'd say, in terms of the lack in Kavod Shemayim, it's different if you actively go against the Torah, you know, if you're docha something biyadayim, or if you just sit around and don't do it because of another factor. You know, I mean, that it's a different kind of a violation, and a different lack in kavod. To openly do an action which is a contrary is different from not doing something. You know, from not doing something. So it's saying that in kavod abrios, to say that kavod abrios is you're gonna actively do an action of isser because of kavod abrios, then you're saying kavod abrios is just knocking out the kavod shemayim. That's what's saying you can't do. Okay, but to say that I'm gonna do kavod abrios and thereby I'm gonna end up not doing kavod shemayim, that's not the same thing. And that just because I have a limud which tells me that I don't have to do it, that, you know, I could be sheva al tasa, right? Because I think this is what the rest of the Rashi will say. But just because I could be sheva al tasa because of kavod abrios doesn't mean you can't learn from there that I'm allowed to do an action via dayim. Those are two different things, because insofar as the nature of the lacking of Shemayim is different. You know what I mean? The only thing is, it could be, you see, Sheva Tazah is different by Sihag also. That's why, I'm not sure if that's the only answer. You know what I mean? There's always, Sheva Tazah is different by Darabanans also. But I'm just saying, I think it fits in well that in the nature, in the realm of Kavod Abrios, there's a big difference in Sheva Tazah and going to do it via Dayim. Here's the rest of Rashi. Okay, so then he says, this gets complex. It's complicated how the whole Gemara reads. So when it comes to kalayim, you can't wear the kalayim because that's an action to wear a kalayim. So therefore, you can't say kavod abrios gemidocha that because that's a ma'isa eser. So that's an explicit lack in kavod shemayim. So you can't get that. V'tumas gufe shehutro lekohen l'nazir l'tamim l'meis mitzvah to come out k'vidayim. Right? What about those? By Meis Mitzvah, by those cases, by Meis Mitzvah, where he's being Metakohen, or Nazir is being Metame, in order to do a Mace, so that's an action. He's not just sitting around. He's actively violating Kavod Shemayim. So why isn't that a problem of Ma'akar Yadayim? Right? So that should be a problem. You can't say Sheva al Tasa by that. So it says, High new time in the Logomirina. This is what we said yesterday. The Logomirina Minei. The Hasam, Lav, what's the base? Lav Mishum Kavod Abrios, who did Dachi Losa Seidida, to make Karak Shenichtav Losa Seidid Tomalol, Meis Mitzvah Nichtav, Kishem Shalon Nichtav Al Krovim. So he's saying, because, see, that's not the Chia. That's what we mentioned yesterday. That's not the Chia, but the way the mitzvah itself was structured of not being Metame was that he can't be Metame just Stam. But the same way he's allowed to be in time for Krovim, he's allowed to be in time for Meis Mitzvah. So it's saying it's built into the structure of the Deoraisa is that it doesn't apply by Meis Mitzvah. So that's not a Dechia. That's just saying the Torah could build it in. But being Docha means that the Torah, it is Aser, but now Kavod Abrios is knocking it out. That's different. That's different. It's not like Kvod Shemayim. Torah builds an Isser, can build an Isser however it wants. So included in the Isser, and he's saying, it makes sense in the nature of the Isser, is that when the Kohen was Musar, he wasn't Musar for a Meis Mitzvah. That's built into the structure. But he says, Aval Shavos Aveda U'Pesach Kol Yisrael Ne'emar. See, you can't, apparently he doesn't like saying, like, by Shavos Aveda, or by Pesach, what are you going to say that? By Shavos Aveda, it's said only to people who are not a zakin and it's not the kavod. I mean, apparently he doesn't like saying that it's built into the mitzvah over there that that your zakin could do it. Because how could it be built into the mitzvah there? He says that's given to all of Israel. Apparently he holds there's no way to build into the mitzvah of Shavuot Aveda structurally that it doesn't apply when it's up against kavod brios. I mean, halacha has to have a form; it has to be able to fit in. So you could say that the formula vimatame is an asur for kavod for meis mitzvah. But he's saying, but to say that Shavuos Aveda applies everywhere except for zaken lichvoda, what does that do? How does it carve itself a category within the structure of Shavuos Aveda that doesn't apply to that case or Pesach? When you say carbon Pesach is a halacha, everyone's chayvin carbon Pesach unless you're involved in kavod brios, unless you're involved in meis mitzvah. There's no exclusion like that. It's given to Kol Yisrael. But now you're telling me that Kavod HaBrios is going to be Dochet. And that's what the Pasuk's teaching you, that Kavod HaBrios is Dochet. Right? It's being Docha Shavuos Aveda, and Kavod HaBrios is being Docha the Karban Pesach. Right? So those are something where maybe you could learn. Because you see there that that Kavod HaBrios, that the Torah is teaching you, right? And it's a limud that it's teaching you, but the limud is teaching you that it's Docha. So therefore, that's why he's Ligmar Minei. So I say you can learn from that, because there it's not being built in. See, you can't learn if it's building into the thing that it's not Osir, because there's nothing to learn. But those, Rashi's saying, those aren't built into it. It can't be built into it. So there it's Gzeiras HaKasuv, that Kavod HaBrios is Docha the Halacha of Shavuos Aveda, or Kavod HaBrios is Docha the Halacha of Karban Pesach. Right? So now why can't you learn that? So you see, those are precedents that apparently Kavod HaBrios could be Docha. So apparently it's not... So apparently this isn't a problem. Why can't you learn in general this isn't a problem? Right? So why can't you wear kalayim? Why can't you wear kalayim in order to for kavod brios? So that, he says...
I don't really understand that.
The question is, so why can't you learn out by Pesach and by Shavuos Aveda this exerts a kasuv that kavod brios is docha the institution? So why can't you learn that in general? Kavod HaBrios is docha the institution, and that's the Men HaTorah. So maybe you'll say it wouldn't lack in Inetz Vein Tfuna if it's Gzeiras HaKasuv that such a thing works. I mean, how does it work in those cases? Because the Torah told you that it's docha, so that's not going to lack in Kavod. That itself is a limud which tells it to you. So if that's the case, that should set the precedent that in general you could always do that. So why can't you? So that's what Rashi says. He explains the Gemara. He says, "Al karchach, haynu didchiyasam eino biyadayim, el vishivasa tidcha mitzvah." Now, but those are unique. See, because by Shavuos Aveda, it's not that he's going out and anti-doing Shavuos Aveda. He's just not doing it. He's just sitting around. They're not doing it. So, because of Kavod HaBrios, he's sitting around. So, what?
Why didn't the Gemara say that?
One second. Let's finish Shavuot Tashem. Oh, back there. Yeah, hold on a second. But and by Pesach also. By Pesach, it's not like he's killing the Pesach. He's just he's being metame, and if so, fact it's going to turn out he can't do the Karban Pesach. So he's, even though there's an action involved, but his bittel of the Pesach is not an active bittel. So it's saying in those instances, the Torah is teaching you that your Kavod HaBrios will be docha deoraisa b'sheva al tasa. That much it can do. Could even be docha deoraisa b'sheva al tasa, because then the lacking Kvod Shemayim isn't. In that case, apparently it's saying that's not the lack of question is lesser, and it's saying apparently Kavod HaBrios could be docha that. But that you have no right to extrapolate. He says, Aval Kalayim de Maisi Yadav Yidcha, it's Shirvan Asarasa. So, but by Kalayim, where it's Maisi Yadav, you'd be actively violating Kalayim, so now you have to be careful, and so sorry, Kavod HaBrios can't be docha. And if it would be, then it would be a lack, and it would be a contradiction. It's a mitzvah, like in Hashem. You're saying, why didn't the Gemara say that back there by Hashavas Aveda? But I'd say it means, see, because by Hashavas Aveda, it had an answer. It could have said, No, it had a good answer. It was a good answer. You can't just learn from Mamun to Esau because Mamun is there, like we explained yesterday.
No, I understand. I mean,
but now, when it comes to Pesach, you can't say that anymore. So now it has to say Shema Altas Hashani. Now, once it has Shema Altas Hashani, that ends up applying to Hashavas Aveda also.
I mean, is there a reason to.
No, because Moshe asked why the Gemara there pick the Mamun Yisrael Yofina and not Sheva Altasa. But it's like the Sheva Altasa stems from a unique understanding of how this sugya is working, and it's positing that when it comes to being docha, covering being docha, it's not going to be docha. It's different between a Sheva Altasa and Ma'aseh Yadayim.
Right.
But Mamun Yisrael Yofina is a general klal. I mean, there's a klal like that. It's a klal, but you could argue no, because it's a klal, but in this instance, explain how it applies here.
Okay, I mean, I can hear that if it is a klal, then
yeah, it is a
klal,
yeah.
Klal,
but I don't know, that's a different kind of klal. That's a good question, but I mean,
right.
But I'm just saying, that's the way the Gemara is unraveling. I mean, that's a good question, why it didn't do it there, but the way it's unraveling, it's saying, there it's a Moni Shil Phoenix, that was a good answer, but now when it comes to Pesach, you can't do it. So now it says, you have to say Shavuot Tasa. Now Rashi is filling in the gaps that, turns out you don't have to say Moni
Shil.
Yeah, according to this, it would seem the conclusion from this Gemara is that if you can't cover the Rios up against the Sheva Altasa, then you would be able to do, then you'd say Sheva Altasa. Oh, it's a good point, actually, because maybe according to this, because they ask the question, they say, and someone mentioned this, right, so why when it comes, I think, I'm just thinking out loud a little bit, but when it came to Tzitzis, right? Mm-hmm. So why did they have to say that you had to rip it off because of Otsah on Shabbos? Why don't they rip it off because it's going to be a bit of Asay?
Right.
But maybe because it's saying bit of Asay, that's Sheva Altasa. So you'd be allowed to do bit of Asay because of Sheva Altasa. That you'd be allowed to do because Kavar Bir says Docha Sheva, something with Sheva Altasa. But Otsah is a Maisi Be'adayim. So how could the bidocha that? How could a cover of reels bidocha that? So for that, it had to say Kamala Starbana or whatever. The answer they give to that is because the Mordechai, because on Shabbos, since it's on Shabbos, there's no essay of telling it since it's on Shabbos because it's an essay. Because you can't tell it since it's on Shabbos. So therefore, it's the Noah's no bit of essay in such an instance. But I'm saying that gets down to understanding of how you understand the bit of essay because. I mean, is it actually, I mean, that's the question. Is it like an active bitul aseh, like an active isser to wear three quarters on it? You could argue, no, that it's just pshat that I'm not tying on tzitzis. I mean, that comes into a question of how, and that's what we're going to get to that. When we get to that question, that answer they get, we're going to get to that. About whether or not, that thing on Shabbos, whether it's going to be bitul aseh on Shabbos. I mean, it's related. I'm just saying, what we said, from this Gemara, it would seem that you could try to give that answer.
So we had a question on Rashi. Because we said that once the Belasot is not a problem with Kobe being
Right, and the ability to be more than a cover. So therefore, if the cover is a